And on the topic of black holes, Jerry has emailed in to ask if a black hole is born at the edge of a galaxy, rather than near the centre, as we've been talking about, would it actually get pulled into the centre?
Well, in fact, no, it wouldn't. And that's part of the reason why it's so difficult to form very massive black holes. And a good analogy for this would be the Earth, which circles the Sun, and it has a certain amount of gravitational energy with respect to the Sun, but it doesn't spiral in towards the Sun. And the reason why it doesn't spiral in towards the Sun is because there's no mechanism by which it can lose its gravitational energy. If there was some friction, if, for example, there was gas in the solar system which was slowing the Earth down in its orbit, then that would cause it to spiral in towards the Sun. Now, in everyday life, we're obviously normally used to situations where there's friction. So if you roll a ball along the surface, there's friction there, and that will cause the ball to stop rolling. But in the deep vacuum of space, there is no friction there, so you don't lose your gravitational energy, so the Earth carries on orbiting the Sun. And likewise, the galaxy is quite a good vacuum, and that means if a black hole is circling around the centre of the galaxy, it will just carry on orbiting at that radius from the centre of the galaxy unless it encounters a very dense environment like a gas cloud, which dissipates its kinetic and gravitational energy.
So without something to change its momentum, it's just going to keep going around the outside of the galaxy, and no, it will never get pulled into the centre.
That's right. That's the principle of the conservation of energy, but unless you've got something to drain that energy out of the object, it's going to carry on orbiting in exactly the same way.
Thank you, Dominic, and thank you, Jerry, for your question.